Yeah.
And the hard thing in the middle of the cherry is you spit out the
peel. So the seeds.
Have you lived in the north very much? The reason I ask is that in the north they seem to say pit. And
yeah,
in the south they mostly say seed.
I lived there a couple of years later.
That's why I'm interested. We're asking about the same questions all over the country so we can learn more about the American language. And I noticed that in the north they say
pit.
They say pit.
They bag at them wood.
Sack. I wanted to ask you, do folks around here ever talk about a toe sack?
No.
Or a tote sack?
These call them tote bags.
Tote bags.
Uh-huh.
But never a toe sack.
Uh-huh. It's called market bags.
Mm-hmm.
Those big under toes, you know, or market bags or either tote bags.
Mm-hmm. And the center of a peach is
what's it called? A core? Or is it an apple has?
Yeah, an apple has a core.
I mean, what's in it? The seed?
Yes, the
peach seed.
Seed. Mm-hmm. Some people tell me they call that a kernel.
Back in the peach.
Yeah, peach core.
Uh-huh. Apple, they always say that
it's
cold than apple.
Well,
it's a core.
Mm-hmm.
You get the seeds out of it.
Mm-hmm. If a peach breaks open easily, what do you call that? What kind of peach?
It's said as it was a clear seed.
And if the meat stuck to the...
There's a press.
Press peach.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And beans that don't have to be shelled is... The beans that you do have to shell are
butter beans.
Butter beans. Did you ever hear silly beans?
Silly.
No.
No.
Mm-hmm. You ever hear of a silly cat?
Yeah, I've caught.
What are they? What's the difference between a silly cat and a polecat?
Well, the polecat's larger.
Is he?
Silly cat have more stripes and he smell worse than a pool cat.
He does. And if turnips or beets get about this high and you cut them off and boil them, what is that?
It's
the
top. Beets have roots and turnips too.
But if you cut off just the top, do you have a name when you boil it?
Green.
The screens. Uh-huh. Did your mothers ever heat milk slowly on the stove and make a cheese out of it?
I don't remember.
Clabber cheese?
Yes, you can. I've seen it made, but they always put that in a sack and drift it.
After the curds are made.
Yes, see, a big pail or something and let it, clabber.
Mm-hmm.
And then they take that clabber and pour it in a sack and hang it up and let it drip. You know it was good. I haven't eaten it.
Mm-hmm. And that's just made of the curds with ice.
Better you get out the stove.
Uh-huh. And when you just pick some corn and shuck it and boil it, eat it with your fingers.
Call it roasted eggs.
Roasted eggs. And you have a little animal that looks like a squirrel, but he's smaller and he runs on the ground. He's got some streaks in his back. He may not have any around here. You ever hear of a grinny? Ground squirrel?
They have a ground squirrel, but he don't run under the ground.
No,
not a ground squirrel.
Uh-huh.